Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I want to cover some trade issues today, but first, let's take a look at our farm economy. It's better than it was last year, better than it was the year before. $92 billion net income is the forecast. So where's that money coming from? The answer, according to the Department of Agriculture Economic Research Service, 31% of the $92 billion comes from the Department of Agriculture. We receive money to support farmers hurt by the tariff war and crop insurance. We're all aware because of the weather problems, crop insurance has stepped in to carry farmers through. Projections are that corn farmers will see a 20% increase in their net income. Wheat farmers could expect 35% boost and soybean farmers 34%. Cotton farms can look for 18% increase and dairy with a significant jump in milk prices expects 47%. Pork producers will come home with 24% more money, cattle up 10%, poultry down a little bit. Farmers and ranchers have been suffering since 2014. Could this be the turnaround? Well, it's not a real turnaround unless we start getting more money out of the market. Thanks to the Department of Agriculture, more farmers will be able to stay in business for another year. Some good news for the ethanol industry. New York State, the fourth largest fuel market, opened the door to sell 15% ethanol gasoline. There are still five states that do not allow 15% ethanol in their fuel. New York won't be pumping 15% ethanol overnight, but it's coming. Other states that approved E15 earlier this year saw E15 sales jump 46% compared with 2018. Okay, turn to trade. Just when I was getting optimistic about the U.S.-China trade dispute and all the tariffs, out of nowhere, President Trump tweets new tariffs on Argentina and Brazilian steel and aluminum. Trump is unhappy with their massive devaluation of their currencies. We don't know when tariffs will be imposed or if they will, but perhaps we could see an agreement to back off from this. My judgment is that we have too many balls in the air. Let's get the China deal done. Put the pressure on Nancy Pelosi to vote on the trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. Now, last subject is a H-2A bipartisan labor bill that could be very valuable to our ag industry. We need workers to milk the cows and butcher the hogs and pick the strawberries. And it's too soon to know if this bill has a chance, but we'll see. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.